Welcome into another week here of Trojan Preview on KJN as we talk Atlantic football with head coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, nice win for your squad there last week on the road over Sadell. I thought you guys came out pretty focused and did some things well there on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, we didn't start out the game that we wanted. We kind of started with a punt and then a stalled drive there. But very fortunate on our second punt that Jackson McLaren was hustling down there for us. Recovered a fumble, and that kind of jump-started us, and that kind of woke us up a little bit. Defense played pretty well, bend but don't break defense in the first kind of two quarters there. Not giving up any points. That we did a really good job there. Had a couple goal line stands. That ended up in a pick with Ethan Sturm, and definitely had some big momentum plays that carried us through there.
Yeah, able to force a couple of turnovers there on defense, and that's always good, especially when a team feels like maybe they're starting to get a little bit of traction momentum and your defense comes up with a big play to turn it right back to your squad.
Yeah, I believe we ended up with three picks on the night. Ethan had one, Carter Pellett had one, and Colton Becker had a big one there for us as well, middle linebacker, that he almost returned. I think he returned it back down to like the 1 or 2 yard line, yep. So it was really good to see. Defense was flying around, doing a good job there. Kind of what we had talked about with trying to keep their pass offense under wraps there, definitely repping the 7-on-7 this week. But the kids did a good job of responding, and I think it ended up really well for us there.
Well, unfortunately, there were some other things going on with after plays and lots of penalties, and unfortunately some kids that had to be removed from the game there at the end for the other squad. But I think a credit to your team is you stayed out of it. You didn't get involved much in that, and your guys were able to, I guess, keep a level head amongst all that.
Yeah, there's definitely a fine line there that our kids were trying to balance there with defending yourself and then kind of some cheap stuff afterwards. And I thought the kids did a really good job. For the most part, they kept their level heads. They kept it cool when, honestly, they could have lost a little bit of their cool this week and last week. We're losing some guys with sickness. We had one of our players has to deal with the passing of a parent. We've had some season-ending injuries with some seniors and some concussions, and they held themselves together. They did a really good job of playing for one another, and I was super proud and happy with the way that they responded and did a great job. So it's good to see that these kids have good character, and I think that leads to us as a staff that we're doing a good job and we're trying to steer them in the right direction, and a lot on their parents as well. They've raised great young kids, and kind of speaks to the volume of the community of Atlantic that I think we're doing a great job, and the scoreboard is starting to reflect that a little bit more.
Yeah, you put together a couple of wins in a row now here and an opportunity to go out and get one more here before the season's done here at home against a Creston squad that I guess, looks at on paper kind of similar to you, like to do some of the same things, but I guess your thoughts on what you've seen here from the Panthers.
They're massive. They got some big kids across the board and they move really well. They like to get in their two tight end set and definitely try to push the ball down the field there. And it's going to be tough to go up against. It makes you balance up on defense. And then they definitely have the size advantage across the board. So they're a really tough team. They got a really athletic quarterback and a two-headed monster back there at running back that's going to be tough to combat. And they're going to bring a really good offense and definitely a high-paced, fly-around, kind of be physical defense that they had to do a really good job in that 3-4. That they're going to be a really tough matchup, and that's why they're one of the last teams in as of now in the playoffs. They're a good football team that if you're not on your A game, they're going to take it to you.
And, yeah, and you mentioned the quarterback there, athletic, and Kyle Strider. He's been able to put up some decent numbers through the air, does a little bit with his feet as well. I guess, you look at numbers-wise, he's kind of stacked up pretty similar there to Caden on the other side opposing him. But then, of course, you mentioned the backfield. Briley Hayes has been able to put up some good numbers on the ground. They've got other guys that they like to give the ball to. So that certainly is probably a focus, I'm sure, for your squad is to hopefully try to slow down that run game a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. They kind of take advantage of what they can in the passing game. It's not necessarily a whole drop back, throw it deep. It's more of a play action and throw it deep. So they have to set that up a little bit with their run game. And they do a really good job of that. They hit the big plays over the middle. On their play-action pass, they try to set you up and get you balanced up in that ace formation. They have good wide receivers that can take advantage of it. Playing man on the edge, definitely a dangerous game with them. But they almost force you to do that with being seven big guys in the box and this kind of zone reading it with their running game. So, no, they do a really good job of keeping balance, spreading it out, but it all starts up front with their run game. That's definitely the key, that you got to stop their running attack. And if you can get that done, you're in okay shape. You're not in great shape because they can still throw it, but that's definitely where it kind of starts out, is their running game.
Well, and on the other side, your offense has started to get some things going more consistently here these last couple of weeks. You've gotten, I think, the ground game going more in the direction you want it to go to, starting to lean that way at least, and getting some other guys involved on the edge in the pass game also. Is it going to be kind of about being able to have that balance and multiple guys being able to affect the game to have success this week?
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty fortunate and blessed that we got a lot of wide receivers that we can rotate in and out, ranging from Ethan Sturm, Dayton Templeton. Garrett was one of those guys in the mix, to our junior class with Jackson, McLaren, Carter Pellett, Jaden Prohl. Easton O'Brien can be a rotational guy in there as well. Tanner out of the backfield. Aiden Brown even as a running back out of the backfield. We're pretty fortunate that we can rotate a plethora of pretty good guys out there that are all kind of tall and athletic. They're all ranging there from that 6'2 to 5'11 range that we have. We have our tall package is what we call it, because shoot, they're all taller than I am. I don't get to say that too terribly much, but we could at one point roll out there about four or five guys that are about 6'2 to 6'3, and they're all young. They're all coming back. So it's really fortunate to be able to have that kind of versatility and length. And then even in the backfield now, Tanner being back, Easton getting some carries back there, Aiden Brown, Dante Hendrington. We got some four guys back there that we can definitely keep it balanced and keep it even. They can't really key on any one particular set or guy. And I'm hoping to take advantage and use that more as the season kind of comes to an end here, but try to get as many different looks as we can for that team that we want to get accomplished there.
Yeah. Well, and as you mentioned, you know, a lot of guys in some of those junior on down, you know, class ranks that are involved in this team, and that's certainly something that you have the opportunity to build on here. You know, they've gotten some their feet wet here and went through some tough times and played some very tough teams here this year, but a chance to learn and then hopefully go to the off season and take that with them, knowing that you know, they have some better things that they can accomplish ahead too.
Yeah, our junior and sophomore class, it was a tough going there in 2A for them for a little bit. Dropping down to 2A, you don't automatically play on Mondays. Some of those teams don't have a JV team that they can roll out there. Sometimes they just play fresh soft on Friday nights with you, and then you got to find your own JV opponents. And a lot of those teams had already scheduled different matchups, or we were trying to scramble and find other teams, and those guys didn't get as much games. So they were definitely baptism by fire this year with not having a whole lot of game experience, but we were pretty fortunate that we had a really good senior class above them last year, that practices were pretty intense. Practices were definitely getting after it, and I think they had a lot of tough times in practice there that we could simulate game-like situations just by rotating those guys in with that senior class that we had, because there's so many of them. And we were very fortunate, and we're getting a lot of those younger guys now that experience. That junior class is going to come back with a lot of guys that have varsity experience, and even the sophomores are starting to get quite a bit of time there, rotating guys in with different injuries, different illnesses that we've had, or different game situations that we've gotten up or down by enough. So we're going to return a lot of that varsity experience on both sides of the ball, and then on special teams as well. So it's really good to see that we can rotate, shift, and then kind of adapt as we go with all levels, and a lot of our guys are getting that experience.
Well, and of course, for some of the guys in that senior class, it's their last opportunity to put the pads on and head out there to the Trojan Bowl. I know you've had great support here throughout the season so far. Those guys would certainly appreciate getting a good crowd to come out to support them here in their final high school football game.
Yeah, and they've come a long way. I personally been able to experience it. I had them in their first season in seventh grade football. I was my first year here in Atlantic, and I had these guys. When we went on our first game over in Denison, and I can still remember some of them were not nearly as big as they are now. Some of them hadn't hit a growth spurt yet in seventh grade, and they were still flying around. And that game ended up really well for him. So I'm hoping start their careers off the win and end it with a win. That's definitely the way you kind of want to go out. But it's been special to have these guys the past 6 years, having them in science, seeing them in different aspects of life and different sports and baseball, middle school track, being able to experience it. And they're a great group of kids. They're an outstanding, fun group to be around, and it's definitely kind of bittersweet to see them go. You definitely want to see them to go on to bigger and better things. But it's tough at times to let them go as well. So if we could get a big crowd out there to definitely support these guys, cheer them on, hopefully get them to a victory, that would be immensely means a lot to them. It would mean really a lot to all of them and us as well, and we'd really appreciate it.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate you as well and your time that you've given us throughout the season here to talk about the football team each and every week here on Trojan Preview. We thank you for your time.
Hey, appreciate it. Wouldn't do this without any of you guys. Appreciate all the coverage from all the stations. And it's an amazing live stream if you ever can't make it to the game. So we appreciate that you guys go out there every week and come with us on the road.
All right, appreciate it, Coach. And that's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.